September 25th, 2011. Pike River Mine Inquiry. For background to this, listen to September 6th, 2011. The second stage of the inquiry ended on Friday. This stage was looking at the search and rescue to find out why 29 miners died in the Pike River Mine last November. For the last 3 weeks, we have heard many people giving their evidence and heard many sad stories. It seems there were many mistakes made after that explosion. One mistake was poor communication with the families. The families needed to know immediately who was inside the mine and if it was possible for anyone to be alive after the first explosion. For 5 days, they believed there was a chance the miners were still alive, but in fact, there was really no chance. A fire was burning inside the mine and toxic gas levels were so high that nobody could have survived. Nobody told the families about the fire. The manager of the mine's rescue service told the police to seal the mine and cut off oxygen to the fire. Then it would be possible to get the bodies. However, this did not happen, and the bodies are still in the mine. Other mistakes were about the safety training and the lack of a suitable second exit. The third stage of the inquiry starts in November. It will focus on what caused the explosion. After stage four, there will be recommendations for future safety of mines.